I believe and profess everything that the Catholic Church teaches and believes to be revealed by God. In this season of Lent, we are also accompanying our brothers and sisters who are entering our Catholic Church for the first time. And for those who enter the Catholic Church, they have to make that big statement right before they're confirmed into the faith. But I believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches to be revealed by God. Everything. And that last phrase is very important too, revealed by God. In our first reading today, we hear of the famous burning bush incident with Moses, that Moses sees this burning bush, and eventually God reveals his name to Moses. After we were supposed to be in communion with God in the Garden of Eden, but we rejected him and said, I don't want to spend time with you anymore, he continually pursues us. He continually comes after us and says, I want to be in a relationship with you because I want it, but most importantly, because you guys need it. You need to be in a relationship with me. I don't need you, but you need me. And God continually approaches his people and says, I want to spend time with you. I want to be with you, and this is what you need. And of course, continually, the people in the Old Testament say, no thanks, maybe some other time. But today, God reveals himself in a whole new way. He reveals his name. A name is very important. A name kind of encapsulates who we are. And I think it makes ourselves vulnerable too, that when God revealed his name, think of how many times since then that people have abused his name, that people have taken advantage of his name or used it in a way less worthy than he intended to. But God is comfortable revealing himself to us. He's comfortable making himself vulnerable to us. And over the ages of the Old Testament, he reveals himself to the people of Israel. He makes himself more and more known, more and more intimately known for their sake above all. Then, of course, in the fullness of time, he reveals himself once and for all in the person of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ shows us completely who God is now, and that revelation is final and given to us, of course, through our scriptures and through our tradition. But one of the things of having to believe everything, it's kind of sometimes difficult to think, okay, everything, like every single thing, there's one important distinction to say, like, okay, so there's things, the things that the Catholic Church teaches, everything, yes, 100%. But then there's, you know, if like Jesus appears on a piece of toast to someone, you don't have to believe that. But everything essential to the faith and faith and morals that's taught by the Church, that we have to believe that 100%. You might say, well, why is that? Well, God gave us an intellect and a will. He gave us the ability to think and the ability to choose. And those are great gifts of him. And he would never go against those gifts. So if you say, I believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches to be revealed by God, that's not saying, like, it's not a cop-out. Like, I do believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches is true. I believe that God revealed it to us, and Jesus Christ established that church, and it's true. It's not because I'm dumb, it's not because I'm lazy, and that's just because I say, oh, well, this works for me. Now I don't have to think about anything anymore. If I ever believed like that because of what I've found to be true in the world directly contradicts something that the church teaches, and I was so confident in that, then I wouldn't believe in the Catholic Church anymore. That God doesn't call us to go against our intellect, doesn't call us to go against our will, because he gave us those things. And he's never afraid, nor should we be, that any truth we find on earth would ever contradict the truths taught by the Catholic Church. But there is a major element of humility in the end that we have to say with God at the burning bush, where he says to us who he is the I am. We have to say to him that I am not. I am not God. I don't know everything. And we also have to say either I believe everything that the Catholic Church believes to be revealed by God, or I don't believe that. There comes a point where we have to make a choice. There comes a point where Jesus' followers had to say, either I'm going to follow Christ completely, or I'm not going to follow it, or I'm not going to follow him. I'm going to fall away. That at the cross, so many people left him. At the teaching of the flesh and blood of Christ present in the Eucharist in John 6, that so many disciples left him. Disciples were constantly leaving him because Jesus' call to us is radical. It's complete. It's 100%. It's everything. Giving everything over to him. But he doesn't take it from us. He invites us to give it to him. He never forces someone to follow him. And so for us, Lent is a great time of humility that we say, of my own free will, I do believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches. I don't understand it 100% all the time, but I do believe every single thing that the Catholic Church teaches as revealed by God. There's different ways of understanding this. The Mormon Church, for instance, believes in Revelation 2. But they believe God, the prophets of the church are always waiting around to hear God reveal something new. So God can change his mind, he can create new things, he can say things, this was the case 100 years ago, but it's not the case anymore, and then you have to believe it because God has revealed to us. We don't believe that at all. We believe that God has revealed himself once and for all. And this is an important thing to remember. Remember nothing else. Something isn't true because the Catholic Church teaches it. The Catholic Church teaches something because it's true. We don't believe in what the Catholic Church teaches because the Catholic Church teaches it. The Catholic Church teaches it because it's true and has been revealed by God. We never have to do violence to our intellects. We never have to say, well, I know this is true, but the church teaches this, therefore, you know, whatever. If you read like articles in the media a lot of time and they talk about faith, kind of like a secular media understanding of faith is seeing like everything going against one position, but despite all that, I'm going to believe this. That's not what the Catholic Church teaches at all. We have faith that seeks understanding. We look, we believe something, and we look, how is it true? Help me to understand how this is true. We don't say, I believe this is true, even though I know with my mind it's false. We don't have to do that kind of like dance between what we know in our heads and what we believe in our faith. Even Islam, the word Islam means submission. That they believe in Revelation 2 that the angel dictated to Muhammad exactly what to write down. We don't even believe that for our scriptures. Our scriptures were inspired, but they were written in the human words of the authors. We are called to give ourselves over to God, but we're not called to submit our intellect in a sense that doesn't recognize the truth of what we think, the freedom that we have in our wills. Those are to be given over to God as gifts because they were given to us as gifts. But like I said before, God never forces that. God invites us to say, I want you to experience the best life on this earth, and most importantly, the best life in the life to come. And I've given you the truths and the guidelines that you need in order to do that. And it makes sense that God would give us that interpretive guide, that Catholic Church, to reveal to us who is Jesus Christ. If you study history at all, that's not that clear of a question. Even if you have just you and your Bible, if we all just sat down and had us and our Bibles and haven't been formed in any sort of Christian tradition, and we wrote what they meant, we would come up with like wildly different interpretations. If you ever like sit and read the Bible, and not like how you've been taught it, but just kind of read it like, we would all come up with, you know, a few hundred different interpretations, wildly different. The first generations that read the Bible thought Jesus was divine. A lot of people thought Jesus was not divine. And there's like a justified case for both of those of how you could come to that conclusion just by reading the Bible. And so God gave us this church, this interpretive lens that he guides through the Holy Spirit. And so we can feel secure, we can feel safe and say, I do believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches because it's established by Christ and guided by the Holy Spirit. And if we ever say, I don't believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches, you can do that. Like I said, you're free to do whatever you want in life. You can follow your intellect and your will and say, I don't believe this. But then you've said to God, who's the interpreter of all truth? Not the I am of the burning bush, but I am. I am the one who can judge things. I am the one who says what's true and what's false. Our greatest temptation of idolatry isn't to worship little figurines, you know, little cows or bulls like they did in the old days. Our greatest temptation is to worship the God that we spend so much time with, the one that we see all the time as the greatest thing on earth. That God is the most tempting for us. But we have to say to the burning bush, oh God, you are the I am. And I am not. I am not God. It doesn't mean I'm not his beloved son. It doesn't mean I'm not, you know, have great dignity because of who God has made me to be. But at the end of the day, I am not God. And so God, I humbly return those gifts to you of my intellect and will. I will use them, but I'll let you guide them. I will let you say to me, this is the truth. Now come discover what it means for you in your life. So Lent is a good time to say, is there anything that the Catholic Church teaches that I have a hard time with? Is there anything that I don't believe? Have I set myself above the church or above God's revelation, above God's teaching, and said, I am the one. I am the one. Well, Lent is a great time to say, I am not the one. If the Israelites would have followed God in the desert, like St. Paul talks about, it's a two-week trip from the Red Sea to the Promised Land, a two-week little vacation. It would have been fun. You know, they could have like put on their backpacks and just gone straight, if they'd have followed God. But instead, they followed themselves, and it took 40 years of wandering in the worst desert in the world, in the Arabian desert. 40 years. Because they said to God over and over, I am. I'm the one who knows where to go. I'm the one who knows what to do. Instead, if they'd have followed God, 2 weeks, Promised Land, milk and honey. They followed themselves, 40 years, desert, complaining, can we go back? That's the same that's true for our lives. If we follow God's will, if we follow the true I am, 2 weeks, easy life to the Promised Land. But if we follow ourselves, it's 40 years of wandering. The good news is God remains with us. God remains with the Israelites even in the desert. And so he remains even with us when we follow ourselves. Lent is a good time to say to God, God, you are the I am, and I am not.